She call me Mr. Boombastic. Tell me fantastic. Touch me in a me back. She say I'm Mr. Romantic. Call me fantastic. Touch me in a me back. She says I'm Mr. Ro. Smooth, just like a silk. Soft and cuddly. Hug me up like a quilt. I'm a lyrical lover. No, take me for no filth. With my sexual physique, you know me well built. Oh me, oh my, well, well, can't you tell? I'm just like a turtle crawling on my shell. And it goes on, and then it gets back to, I'm Mr. Boombastic, tell me fantastic. Not call me fantastic, tell me fantastic. And then it says again, she touched me in my back. She touched me in a me back. So the whole, like, he says over and over, and I don't, like, is she grabbing his butt? Is it like a romantic, like she's hugging him so her hands touch his back?
Can you read it again?
Yeah, so I'm Mr. Boombastic, tell me fantastic, touch me in a me back. She say I'm Mr. Romantic, call me fantastic, touch me in a me back. She says I'm Mr. Boom, 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 boom. And it goes on, and it's every time.
Yeah, she's rubbing him.
Is that what it is? Like,
I gotta assume.
But like, she touched me in my back. I don't know if it's like, if it's a pegging situation or if it's like a
no, she didn't. No. Well.
Squeezing situation.
That doesn't. Because it touched.
Because it immediately, like on the first verse, it says soft and cuddly, hug me up like a quilt. But that could go, that doesn't necessarily like correlate to touching his back. It could just be like, you know, let's snuggle. It's also pretty cool that somebody like in of his prestige would call themselves soft and cuddly. Like that kind of goes against the more, you know, hard culture that you'd usually see in a musician, you know, trying to prove they're tough. But Shaggy's like, yo, hug me up like a quilt. Don't tickle my foot bottom. And don't play with my nose because I'll sneeze. What is that? Also, he says, you're the bun and I'm the cheese. So he wants to be the little spoon. He's like, he wants to be wrapped up in her. Maybe that's what it's all about. Touch me on my back. Like, did you get, you know, let me be the little spoon. Let me be the squeezed pawn. I'll be the squeezee and you'll be the squeezer. You know? It's perplexed me for years.
I'm pretty upset.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means, man. Like, I've never really... I hit the microphone. I've never really analyzed the lyrics.
No, well, I mean, why would you? Because it's just, it's a dope song, but just like...
And now I am for the first time in my life.
It changes everything. It changes everything.
Well, and also nothing.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show.
Oh, yeah, we're doing... Hey, how long have we been recording for a while? Hi.
No.
Welcome to the thing that we're doing today. This is the podcast that you deliberately clicked on and chose to listen to. Seek Help. And we'll see you after the intro. Ugh.
What are we doing with this Taco Bell?
We're gonna presumably eat it. I mean, like, So Ben just got here. He's been working all day. I just woke up. This is breakfast for me. I just grabbed a bunch of tacos. It's late. It's real late. I just grabbed a bunch of tacos and gonna try to continue with our lives. I don't know if we should record now. I don't know if we should wait. I remember on episode 2 when I talked about how eating on camera is so gross. You know what's crazy is the people who are audio only are going to hear that and not understand that you're just a lunatic.
Oh, God, they will.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Help me out with this.
I like the podcast.
Quesadilla.
You like the podcast. I don't want that.
Everybody, fucking people love the show. I was looking at the comments on the last episode, last couple of episodes. People are excited that we're back. Yeah, put that on the internet. Just fucking cough directly into the microphone.
Hello!
People love to hear that.
Shut up. What is this?
Ooh.
People, what were you saying about the comments?
Mm. People are into it.
Into what?
Bro.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know why.
They just like to listen to it. People just don't want to feel alone. They only gave you hot sauce. That's what you were saying earlier.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm mad about it.
Don't be mad about it.
I have better hot sauce. Like I always order like whatever the hottest thing is available, and like this is just
my favorite's just to get some Ortega and put that on there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so look, I don't ever want to fucking work again.
We did that last episode.
No, I have to go back tomorrow. I don't ever want to go back. We did that last episode.
Mm-hmm.
Man. Okay. Look. 12 hours is a lot.
It is. It
and
is.
It's stupid.
Yeah.
I'm starting to think capitalism is abusive.
Did you see welcome to the podcast where we say that at least three times every episode. Did you see the Donald Trump NFT trading cards that he's
what?
Selling?
Just tell me about the dumb fucking thing.
Yeah, so Donald Trump is selling trading cards of himself as NFTs. They're digital trading cards.
Now, I know about crypto a little bit. Excuse me.
Yeah, yeah.
I never got into NFTs, though.
Right? Yeah, neither did I, because I have a brain. But, like, it's a picture. It's
where are your millions, man?
It's a JPEG online, and you pretend like no one else can have that JPEG.
Well, they can't legally.
Right? It's a good thing that nothing illegal ever happens on the internet. But, like, it's, yeah, that's the whole thing, is that it's a fucking picture, and you buy the picture for tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars, and then say no one else can have that picture, and you will eventually sell that picture for more money than you bought it for, because other people want the picture online. Now, granted, that's not a far-out thought. A Van Gogh painting, an original, would be worth a lot more now than when it was painted, because people want the picture. The difference is, you can't right-click on a Van Gogh painting and say save image as, and have it be the exact same fucking painting.
I mean, you can technically create a digital file that's like...
Oh, for sure, but TV. If you print it, it won't be the same. It's the reality of what the thing is that's different. Like a digitized, oh my god, copy of something isn't the same deal, you know what I mean? So Donald motherfucking Trump is selling trading cards with his likeness in various superhero situations. There's one of him as an actual superhero.
Get the fuck
There's
out.
One of him as an astronaut. There's one of him in a tuxedo. There's one of him as a cowboy. There's one of him as like a soldier. And he's ripped as shit. He's very well built in all of these pictures, looking quite dapper.
This one turned out good, y'all.
He actually, like, it's so embarrassing to think about somebody making that. But to actually show it to anybody else, let alone fucking sell it, is hysterical. And it's the same crypto bro. He's saying, like, supplies are limited. Get your orders in now. They're fucking digital. How do you run out of supplies?
I'm gonna fucking look up a picture of this.
Look it up. Tell me about it.
Well, I'm messing with the, I'm messing with something. Okay, what did you say? What is this? Donald Trump trading cards?
And of course, you know, his cultists are all over it, but like, more and more people that have supported him vehemently are falling off the wagon. And it's so good to see. It's so fucking pleasant to watch his whole fucking cult of personality fall apart.
It's sold out in less than a day, though.
Yeah, it's sold out. It's
$99 NFT trading cards of himself confusing allies.
Yeah, it's a digital business. The whole bottom of this fucking taco is falling apart.
It's because, okay, but it's because he doesn't give a shit whether he actually wins office again.
Yeah, you're making money.
Everything is about the money. I hate to say horrible things about Trump, you know, still. I stand, but like,
after all this time, my taco just fucking disintegrated.
I don't care about that. It's okay. On the first show I did ever, you can hear me say that he's a salesman and a con artist before and during his presidency multiple times, and that my opinion of the man hasn't changed.
I think this is your. You asked for a beefy melt thing, and I also got a cheesy bean and rice.
I don't know, man. I ate two tacos and I'm sorry. Are these your tacos?
No, I got all the tacos for all of us. You only asked for one thing. I only wanted one thing. I got
this
like,
thing is mine?
I'm pretty sure. I got several other tacos in a quesadilla.
I'm just happy to be eating food. As soon as my wife sees this one, she's going to be mad.
Because
I'm eating Taco Bell without her.
Mm-hmm.
I might just pretend we didn't record.
It blows my mind that someone can do something that cringy. And like...
Eat Taco Bell without their wife?
No. Selling trading cards of oneself in superhero pictures.
Oh, I want to do that.
Right. I would do that for sure. And it would be fucking funny. Like, I would do that as a dumbass joke to raise money for some fucking thing. But to do that for real and for profit for yourself could only work when you have people driving fucking trucks and trailers with your dumbass face slapped on Rambo's body, as is the case right now. Imagine, like, I know it's easy. It's easy to laugh about these things, but like, actually, for a second, really, actually imagine looking at one of those and feeling pride. Like, for real. Like, what would it be like to actually look at that picture of Donald Trump as Rambo on the side of some, and like I'm gonna put
Are
that on the side of my
of
bus.
Biden like that yet?
No.
So I have something to compare this to.
No, I don't think there ever would be. I've never seen a picture of any, aside from like those really like crazy epic ones where it's like Teddy Roosevelt riding a bear with a fucking saw and like mowing down zombies. You know what I mean? Those really epic paintings that are supposed to be funny. But that's the thing. They're supposed to be funny. I can't imagine actually making something like that about myself and actually being serious. And sometimes I really do sit and just try to think. Like, really, really get into that mindset. Like, what would it be like to actually think that highly of myself that I look at that and I'm like, yes.
I don't know.
This represents me.
I don't know if he actually thinks that highly of himself, dude.
Or for anyone to think that highly of me, either. For me to think that highly of anyone else. To make that picture in any capacity and look at it and be proud of it. Blows my fucking mind apart.
Bah. Basta.
Basta.
Are we holding on to these?
No, go for it.
Okay, cheers. Yep.
I will also alcohol.
It's not that much. We should be fine.
That translates perfectly into the audio. They like
yeah,
that.
They like that.
I'm sorry, okay. I opened mine over here like an adult. I didn't use a table like a lunatic. So you didn't get to hear it.
Badong. That's not bad. Mojitos are not bad.
They're not.
Him and Jack.
But, like, that's it. That's a new thing that happened. Also...
These fucking trading cards, dude.
Because I know no one's heard enough about this fucking guy lately.
What is he going to do with all that money? $5 million.
I'd probably try to pay off some of his court costs because he just was, like, his Trump Foundation
Price
or whatever.
Surges. Okay, so, like, now, obviously, now those people have it. So now all the scalpers have it. And now it's just going to be a bunch of Trump fans selling each other these cards.
Yeah. But they're
Which
all...
Which is what any... trading card thing is.
But again, they're all
fair,
online. So
but they're NFTs they're about one guy.
They're just going to keep shuffling
Let me,
around.
Ladies and gentlemen, these are about one guy, okay?
One guy. I'm going to rip this burrito in half. See what
it's a lot.
About. That's not bad.
It's a lot. It's a lot for them to make trading cards about Donald Trump. But who, like, I mean, that's how he's going to stay relevant. It was an expensive card game.
Mm-hmm. It just
feels.
I know this isn't exactly a hot take or anything, you know what I mean? But, like, the level to which, like, any kind of political discussion or, like, political action has sunk blows my mind. The fact that you've got that, actually that, on one side... And if you're like, hey, this is fucking ridiculous, the best that you've gotten as a conversation is like, well, Biden did this thing. And it's like, yeah, I also don't like him. Why is this the world we live in, you know?
Top Donald Trump. Donald Trump. I can't
keep
talk,
going with
guys,
it.
Sorry. Top Donald Trump card collecting guide. Cardboardconnection.com.
There's a guide. Mm-hmm. My God. In other news, I was going to make a video about this and I didn't. But there was a new study about geese that came out of the University of Illinois, I believe. Geese are a nuisance to people at parks and things. Canada geese. And they can be dangerous for like planes when they're like taking off and landing and stuff like that.
Is that their fault?
No, we're living in their environment. But like the fact is there are actual legitimate scientific research efforts trying to figure out.
He sides with the geese.
I do side with the geese. There's actual
legitimate. These are their lands. We shouldn't be here.
Scientific research efforts on how to dissuade geese from inhabiting human populated areas more.
You're a traitor to your kind.
They did find something out. They put GPS trackers on geese and they like chased them away from places to see like how much harassment it would take for a goose to decide that it's no longer worth staying here. You know, without hurting them, just like bothering them and chasing them away and like running at them and shit like that. And so the idea was to see what needed to be done to make a goose not feel comfortable in a human environment and so they'll leave you alone. And the researchers found consistently that when a goose was like chased away from where it wanted to be, it returned to that spot 3 times faster than if it just fucked off on its own accord. It actually increased the likelihood that the goose would come back if you were to try to run it off because they're just assholes.
No, that makes sense. That's why, like, the geese at work, I just walk around them and usually I try to say, hi, geese.
Yeah, yeah. They're chill. Not hurting anybody. I love the weather.
When I went to school, I remember the geese there.
I love that geese like the shittiest days. If it's like cold and rainy and misty and just pissing shitty and foggy outside, the geese love that shit.
They're also fine until the fucking second they're not.
Yeah.
And then they're monsters, like Forrest said, and they won't let it go.
They're great.
They won't let it go.
Geese are nonsense. I raised some geese once. You remember them? They're wonderful creatures. They're silly. And
wonderful,
like, if you ever
not the word for fucking geese.
If you ever fucking think that there's
silly,
order,
wonderful geese.
If you ever think there's order in the universe, if you're ever like, this place is designed and beautiful, go fucking meet a goose.
Go meet a goose.
They're nonsense animals. They'll prove that there is no fucking the universe is chaos because geese exist.
What do you mean?
Have you ever met a goose?
Yeah, but what do you mean?
I mean that they're ridiculous animals. The way that they just are, the way that they behave. They're silly things, and there's no way that comes out of a universe with a plan. You
I
know?
Didn't say that. But you're just like, geese are the silliest things in the world. Fuck geese. It's rude. It's rude, and shitty-ass geese won't take it.
Mm. Shitty-ass geese.
And I'm Ben. My eyes itch. Sorry, I've been awake for way too long.
Woo. I just woke up.
There's a lot of hot... Fuck you. There's a lot of hot debates going on.
I went to bed at like...
Okay.
Probably 2 p.m. today. And then woke up and were like, you were calling. I'm like, oh, hell yeah, podcast. Let's
nice.
Do it.
Nice. I'm going to get some sleep tonight, that's for sure.
I'm going to be up editing.
I've been seeing a lot, and I want to get your take on this and your opinion and talk about this with you.
Throw it at me.
And pick your brain. AI art. Digital AI art.
Mm-hmm.
And the argument therein.
The biggest thing about it that I think is a problem is that because it can only work with, like, information that it gathers from the interbut, it is necessarily going to steal a lot of people's creative ideas.
And prompts.
Yeah, yeah. And so, like, there are several people, like, digital artists that have come out and been like, hey, here is this thing that somebody shared as their AI artwork that they had the thing made, and here's my actual artwork that I'm trying to sell on my website, and they're the same goddamn picture, and it was just close enough to what the other person was saying that it just took it and ran with, you know what I mean? And so, like, there might even be, like, some minor changes, but it's, like, the thing just, it scours the internet looking for pictures. It just dredges up everything. It finds things that fit certain bubbles, and it coalesces different images and makes a thing. And then it ends up ripping off people who actually worked really hard to make XYZ image, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, like, that's a problem. If you had a band or a company or something that was doing the exact same thing, like, hey, this image looks good enough for what I'm going to do, I'm going to put it on my t-shirt or whatever like that, they get in trouble for it, that'd be an issue. And that's exactly what these AI machines are doing, because they're now license-free images from the AI thing that people are going to sell. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but, like, if you just legislate that, it seems like the problem goes away.
How?
What would you legislate? You can't get rid of the, AI at this point. It's already a thing.
For sure, but you're saying if you can legislate it, the problem will go away. How would you legislate such a thing?
Well, you have to. So, I mean, like, you have to legislate, like, how it works, or who would, like...
What would that even look like? Is what I'm saying. Like, there's no, I don't even know how to begin. I don't know,
but are you not going to legislate artificial intelligence because you don't know how that looked like?
Oh, I'm not saying it's a bad idea. I'm saying I don't even know what to do with it.
I don't fucking know. I'm not the idea guy. It's like saying
stop murder. Like, yeah, sure, but like how, right?
Forrest, I think we should stop murder, and the fact that you want to argue about that is fucking egregious. Forrest says don't stop murders.
Forrest says, I don't know how to stop murders.
Yeah, you do.
How?
Full autocracy.
Autocracy. That's what it's all about.
I just don't think any of y'all should have them rights.
Them rights.
I'm just kidding. I'm eating Taco Bell right now. Obviously, I enjoy my freedom to eat Taco Bell. You're free to eat Taco Bell.
Nobody who enjoys Taco Bell hates freedom.
How could they?
How
could they?
I went and spent my hard-earned American money on way too much food that was, like, going bad the second it was made. By the time I got it home, this was not fit for human consumption. And tomorrow, or whenever I end up processing this, I don't know what time is anymore. I woke up at, like, 9 p.m.
Yeah.
But, like... Whenever I wake, or whenever I am alive and this is in me, I will feel it. It'll burn through me. It'll creep through my body like a some sort of lizard. Oh, fuck. All of my tacos are just breaking. My taco just pooped on the
thing. That's
how
it's going to go through you.
Just in sad, lukewarm lumps.
This is definitely an ASMR episode. A really bad one. I feel sorry for these people.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like, so do you think there's any, like, redeeming quality to it?
Oh, yeah.
It's definitely fun to fuck with.
Mm-hmm.
Have you fucked with it?
Oh, quite a bit.
People out there, have you fucked with it?
If you haven't fucked with it, you're missing out. No, I think it's a great technology. It's a lot of fun, and it has a lot of promise, and it could do a lot of cool things. It could revolutionize the way that advertising and digital media as a whole work. There's a website online. I don't remember what it is, but you can Google it and find it pretty easily. Where it just uses an AI thing to generate a human face. And so you go on there and you just like generate a random face. And it's a person. It's a complete perfect person in front of you. And none of the people that it generates actually exist. It just makes them out of whole cloth. And like... That's a cool thing.
I'm really glad you brought that up, because that kind of brings me up to my next point.
Oh, yeah.
Which is I read an article today or yesterday. It was talking about how we're basically at the point, and in the near future we'll be completely at the point, where, like, we can make an artificial, like, voice actor,
mm-hmm.
3D model. Like you're saying, you can make a person.
Mm-hmm.
All that shit's a thing now. And within the next few years, it'll be completely impossible to just completely make a fake person. At least in a video.
Right.
And synthesize a person and a voice. So you don't need actors, but you really don't need voice actors anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need them. I'm not saying that you, like, they shouldn't exist or you shouldn't hire them. Because, like, voice actors exist for a reason. It's because certain people do this voice really well, or they, like, play a character really well. You know, like, you understand how acting is.
Right.
So, like, I don't need to explain that. So, like, there's that. But, like, so we're entering this space where, like, maybe you are a really famous voice actor, or not even famous. Maybe you're just trying to be a voice actor.
Right, right.
Maybe you have a really good voice.
Yeah.
Do you have to copyright your own voice before you even make it?
I feel
Do
like
you have to
that,
copyright your face?
That along with
Do people
with
have
like,
to start copywriting their body?
Right. I feel like that along with like the whole implications
do you own
of, like,
it at birth?
Of deepfakes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you would have to say like this thing that you generated is close enough to me that it's now an infringement on my intellectual or I guess bodily rights. There, and they're also... Oh, fuck. We're out of the thing. We just... It stopped. Okay.
Commercial break.
Commercial break.
Commercial break.
The commercial break begins. So we're going to go ahead and start the commercial now. And then when we get back, we'll talk about nudity.
Deeper and deeper.
Reaching is harder while we're also eating Taco Bell. Did you hear the... it was Elliot Page, I think it was. He was doing a video game.
Okay. Which one?
New one? No, it was an old. It was before he transitioned. And
was it The Last of Us?
It might have been. I don't know. But they had a shower scene in there, and
okay,
he
I
said,
know. "I don't have a PlayStation."
I'll look it up. But like they wanted to do a nude scene with him, and he said no. And he didn't want to. And so they used an AI thing to like, and like several existing pictures that were, you know, again, this is all, you know, before he came out and all this stuff. So this is, they're showing this person with breasts and everything like that. And they're putting it, and they generated this and put it on the screen and basically leaked this person's nudes, but it was AI generated. So it's like, is that a problem?
Yeah.
I say it is.
I mean, it's
their argument is like, well, it's not really you. It's like, yeah, but it's my likeness, and you used actual pictures of me to make a 3D model of me to put out to the world. Look, Elliot Page. Nude video game.
I mean, you don't have
controversy.
I'm up to speed.
It was in Beyond Two Souls. Data miners found that they could access a virtual simulacrum of their naked body in-game. There was apparently some talk of legal action. I don't know if that actually ever happened.
I'm going to have to check more into this, but the like, it feels like a circle back to, like, you remember when we were having the argument?
Here, I'm sorry. This is what it says. This is from Business Insider. Page didn't allow the game developers to scan their naked body. Instead, programmers and artists at the game's development studio created a fully rendered naked model of Page's in-game character, Jody. So the image of a naked Page exists in the game's code, but it isn't accessible by players. So why would you make it? That is to say, but if it's run on debug mode, you can see the content in the game's code. So you can see Page naked, which is to say that images. So it's
well,
not.
Lots of stuff gets put in games and doesn't get used.
It's
but,
not.
But that's
really,
like if she's if they. Oh, fuck.
It is tricky because this article uses she/her pronouns because it's before this.
Before,
so I'm trying to adapt.
Like, yeah, but either way. They said at the time, like, I don't want to do this, then that's kind of like, it's kind of like dead in the water, right? Because they
right.
said no.
Right, right. That's what I'm saying. And so, like, they...
And, like, it'd be the same... So, here's my thing, right? Like, I can say this right now. I don't want, like... I don't know if I personally care, but let's say for the sake of argument, right now I care. I don't want a 3D AI-generated model of my dick floating around the internet.
Right. Right. No matter how much it does or doesn't look like the actual thing.
And no matter
it's like,
how much it improves my image amongst all of my fans.
That is much nicer than what it actually is. Please also still don't look at it.
But like, it's not. There is no consent there, so that's already a problem. And like,
and that's the question: is that something that needs to be consented
to? It's kind of like, well, like, so we could bring this up
because if
could,
I get a piece of paper,
like people, like digital, like assault.
If like, I get a piece of paper and I draw like two circles and a lump and make and write Ben's dick under it, is that actually a representation of your nude body? Or is that clearly a doodle? And at what point between that and becoming a professional artist and becoming a professional graphic artist and coming, where on that spectrum does
so
actual problem
I know,
lie?
I know for a fact that that people will take files they find in game code, like a naked character, whether or not it's supposed to be accessible, and they will use that as a starting point or just as the actual image to create like fucking like 3D hentai and shit. So in that line of reasoning, if you are a character in a game who gives you, you lend your likeness for a character in a game, then it's, somebody can get a hold of that file and they can put you in all kinds of compromising situations, right?
Sure, but that could have happened anyway.
That could have happened anyway.
Even with a non-nude
it
model.
It did happen anyway. It was going to be a thing anyway because there's people putting things on the internet of all of these characters all the time because people are crazy.
Well, that's what I'm saying is that even with a non-nude...
Are we saying, are those people like fucked? Yeah. Should they be in trouble? I'm saying in this case, probably, right?
I don't think so. I don't know. It's weird because like on the one...
Like I don't think they need to be locked up, throw away the key, but no. Maybe there needs to be a fine. They
I need don't
to be,
think
the person needs to be compensated. Like,
I don't think what the studio did was ethical or okay in any way. However, it is interesting.
It may be that the studio didn't even mean for anything to ever happen. Like the people who did it didn't even like. Maybe somebody said, "Hey, we're about to ask if we can do this thing. Go ahead and get a mock up for us." Mm-hmm. Like you don't know, whatever. Or maybe they did it deliberately because they're pieces of shit.
Right. Right.
Maybe they were just told. Maybe they were told she said it was fine, and they were. You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
All of that is variable nonsense that we can't say anything about. I just think it's kind of fucked up, to, like, at all.
even on a video game with a non-nude character model, people are going to mod it, and they're going to make one, or they're going to recreate it, and they're going to make one, because Rule 34 exists.
Yeah.
So, like, Left 4 Dead, when, you know...
Yeah.
You know, what was it?
Every Resident Evil ever.
Right. So, like, but I picked Left 4 Dead because, like, I know those characters are modeled after real people.
Oh, yeah, I guess they are.
But they're not, they're still different, you know what I mean? So those characters are completely standalone, they're not real, but they are based on a real person loosely, and you can go look up and find, you know, Bill and Zoe fucking as a 3D image that looks better than the game, probably. You know what I mean? Like,
well, yeah,
people put their heart and souls
into Unreal Engine.
Yeah. And so, like, you got like that. Is that as egregious? I don't think so. But like, where's the fuzziness of the line? There is really interesting to me. Is that as egregious as, you know, having an actual live actor and making a fake 3D mock-up of their nudity? And why? Or why not? You know what I mean?
Is it
and
also,
what if it wasn't?
What if it's a person who looks like you? And
right.
They make a real porno.
Because, like, we can totally say, like...
that happens all the time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, we can say for sure, like, a 3D model hentai of, like, Zelda, that's not a real person, so there's nobody there who's actually hurt by it. But, like, if there's a real character actor there, then for sure now we have a new factor of like someone's actually got something that looks and sounds and you know everything like them that is now floating around the internet affecting their image and how people perceive them.
Well, that's
going
to start happening more and more.
And that's another good question is about what about lookalikes? What about people who are like professional, they look like this person? If there's this person who looks exactly like Scarlett Johansson and she does a porn... does a porn. If she makes a porn movie or something, then, you know, is that an issue for the real actual Scarlett Johansson or whoever else? You know what I mean? Is that a problem? And why?
Damn.
It's a really tough
biscuit.
It's a tough biscuit to consider.
Is it a problem?
I think that for sure...
Surely some people are just like, all porn is bad.
Right,
and
fuck
all
those people. Those people need to go watch
videos
porn.
Videos are bad. Okay. All right, so Forrest gave his opinion.
Yeah.
Porn's all right.
Porn's all right.
The porn is all right.
The porn is all right.
There is an argument to be made about porn addiction, though, for sure.
I guess, maybe.
Not for me.
No.
Not anymore.
Maybe, like, when you first discover it. But, like...
Yeah, but, like, when you're just... Then you're just, like, addicted to the mere idea of like...
Right.
Anything, because it's... You have no idea what it even is.
Right.
But, yeah, so it's crazy that we got all that from AI drawing.
It's crazy to think about. And, like, I don't pretend to have any of the answers to any of the questions I'm asking. I do think that it's unethical what that studio did to Elliot. And I think that it's, you know, I definitely think it's unethical to release deep fakes of somebody as a you know, to modify an existing pornographic movie to have someone's face implemented on it or their voice implemented on it. I think that's wrong for the exact same reason. It's just really, like, I would be lying if I didn't say that it's a very new frontier in ethical thinking. And it's something that, you know, we haven't had time to even consider the real ramifications. I know I haven't taken the time to consider the real ramifications. There are certainly more in-depth analyses of these things that put forth things that I haven't thought about. I'm interested what, there's a person on TikTok, her name is Dr. Casey. She's awesome. She does, digital ethics and whatnot, for a living. It's her as a researcher. So I'm interested to hear what her thoughts would be on the side of thing. Yeah. But, like, it's tough, man. It's really tough to say, like, where we should be drawing these lines, or, you know, if some of these lines should be drawn.
I think with regards to somebody's likeness, it's pretty easy.
Yeah. Yeah,
like, I think that if somebody makes a video of me and I'm 3D and I'm getting pegged by a trash can or something,
I'd watch that.
I think I should get a bit of the proceeds.
Maybe so. Sue for damages and also for royalties.
But that brings me back to my other question, which is, like, I don't know how I wanted to kind of, so, like, you know, like, digital sexual assault. Trigger warning. Sorry. Maybe I should have done that.
This whole fucking show is a trigger warning. Go on.
I'm going to talk about the R word. So, every now and then you'll get some articles popping up, right? It comes back around talking about, like, digital assault. Like, somebody having, like, either, like, a script run in a game or something. Or just straight up, like, it's part of the game somehow that they can, like, force a character down and, like chat on them and stuff and, like, say shit.
Right.
Variations across different games. Like, one, I don't know how you do anything about that.
Right.
Unless you just make video games illegal. But, like, that's fucked up. You know, like, I used to kind of think, like, oh, it's just a game. It's stupid. But then I was like, well, what if it's not just a game? Like, what if you're just, like... You're a person who's already been assaulted, and now you're being assaulted in, like, GTA. It's great. I can't even play a video game.
It is weird, because, like, in that situation...
And, like, I guess, like, what I'm coming to the realization is that society's got to be stopped.
It is hard, because on the one hand, it is just a game. You know, obviously, it's like any other form of media. You can turn it off, you know? But also, the whole point of a game is to elicit emotional and intellectual reactions. Like, I just started playing Fallout 4. I've never played it before. I'm playing it now.
It's an okay game.
It's pretty good. It's Fallout. It's Skyrim. It's post-apocalyptic Skyrim is what it is, yes. Which I enjoy.
That is all it is.
But at the beginning... This is no spoiler, because it's the very beginning of the game. Your wife is murdered,
yeah,
and your son is kidnapped.
Yeah, I hope you guys have played Fallout 4.
Right, I haven't. But your wife is murdered, and your son is kidnapped, and the very first thing you can do in the game is walk over to your wife's corpse and take her wedding ring as an item.
Yeah.
And you can carry it with you throughout the game. You can wear it, but you can only wear your ring or her ring, so you just have this wedding ring. And you can do whatever you want with it, because it's a wedding ring. It's an item. You can sell it, you can scrap it, you can do whatever you want. I fucking, in the game, I've never met this family, but it's a fake family. I didn't want to get rid of the wedding. I wanted to carry it.
No, yeah, you
because it's like, wow, like that's the whole emotional thing.
Take the wife's wedding.
I went back to my dilapidated old house and tried to like put it in the dresser next to the bed where she said, I brought you home, honey. You know what I mean? It felt weird. And it's like, that's the point of the game. I didn't have a fucking emotional breakdown over it, but the point of the game is to elicit that reaction.
Yeah.
So if I actually had a traumatic experience with actually losing a wife and a child and things like that and having something similar, that would be that would hit way closer to home.
It would hit close to home, but that's also still like you experiencing a storyline beat as opposed to like an online game where another player comes up to you and they either like by hacking the game, running a script or a bit of code or something, or like just through some other means, like they make it so that you can't do anything, you can't get away or stop them. My leg's about to cramp bad.
Yeah.
You can't. And, like, they, like, do things like hold your character down, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Or, like, or make it so you can't move or, like,
get out. And you just have to deal with that.
Yeah, and then they, like, say shit to you or put pictures up. You know, just, like, whatever.
Yeah.
And, like, what if you're a fucking child?
Yeah.
I mean, so, like, I'm just wondering, like, maybe we gotta stop all the rape. Just stop all the rape.
You heard it here first, folks.
And all kinds
stop
of
stop all the rape.
Any kind of, like, assault, just stop it. Digital and real.
Maybe that's what we got to be thinking about. Just stop it.
Just stop it.
Just stop it, y'all.
Get some help.
Just stop it. Why'd you throw your trash on the ground? There's a bag. Just put it in the bag.
I did.
What's that next to your foot? Oh. Just throw it in the bag. You lunatic. Oh,
man. I'm sorry.
Animal.
That's trash. I thought I threw it in the bag.
But, like, that's the whole thing. Is like, it's... It's difficult in this new frontier where it's becoming less and less and less entertainment and more and more and more of like a way of life. Not in particular video gaming, but even like extending
Web 3.0.
The internet as a whole is now like its own space where people go
singularity
to work, to live, to play, to meet, to find love, to everything.
It's only going to get deeper.
Yeah, and gaming, it extends into that because you have things like, you know, VR chat or whatever. Like that's like somebody's only form of social interaction. They're stuck in their house and then get on a headset and then go somewhere else and meet people. So
for some people, they literally are stuck in their house.
Yeah.
And so like that's dope for them.
Right. And so that's what I'm saying. It's like it's you know, easy to say, oh, this is all online, it doesn't matter. This is a video game, it doesn't matter. This is a movie, it doesn't matter. But like it makes sense that real people have real experiences, and
see,
when they're put into
the
situation,
we
those real experiences become real emotions, you know what I mean?
Yeah, when we were kids, I think the argument, like, the online shit doesn't matter, was very well-founded.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we really could say that and get away with it and believe it, but it's not the case anymore.
Right.
I mean, like, I have children, I'm terrified.
Yeah.
Of them, because I know their lives are gonna be embedded in the web and to a certain extent.
Yeah.
Regardless of how I parent them.
You and I are the first, like, we're the millennials. We're the first generation to, like, grow up with the internet. Develop, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, people before us, that was, like, a new exciting thing that you kind of learned how to do. I don't remember a time when I couldn't get online and, like, do stuff and learn things and explore and see new stuff, you know what I mean? And so, like, while for me at the time it was just fucking doing message mates and you know, going to... playing a Lenny Loosejocks game or
yeah,
fucking,
whatever fun thing you could type into the internet.
It could fucking go Microsoft keyword Mama Media or AOL keyword Mama Media, AOL keyword Nick, and go to nick.com and see some dumb things. Like, as much as that was the main focus of it for me, there were other worlds that I could explore, and those other worlds did affect me. Like, a big part of who I am today is the kind of content, good and bad, that I was exposed to as a kid. I don't think that I would have been as comfortable working around cadavers and exploring the human body if I hadn't watched a bunch of autopsy videos and gone to fucking rotten.com and seen people decapitated in car accidents and like all sorts of horrible, grotesque shit when I was 13 and got used to seeing that, and then it didn't bother me anymore. That's not good. But it did make an impact on me that is now a good thing. So, like,
that
I don't
is
know.
Not good, ladies and gentlemen.
I remember, like, seeing, like, videos of people being murdered, and I would be like, no, you have to watch it. Don't look away, because they didn't get to look away, so it's not fair for you to look away. And
Jesus,
for sit there and soak it all in. That's not a good thing
That's
for a person's mind to develop, but it probably has something to do with my realistic nature about talking about, you know, serious crimes and murder and fascism and shit. I'm much more serious about that than someone who's completely disconnected from it, because I got to see a bunch of it and it traumatized me somewhat.
Afraid of you right now.
I'm just saying, like, that's a big part. And now we have these kids that are on, like, all of the internet from, like, all way more developed than when we were on there.
And we
the
can internet's... lock them out, but, like, realistically...
We can't. Realistically, we can't. And you and I, people in our generation, know more than most that you fucking can't.
Yeah.
You remember back at the fucking at the academy.
Everyone knows all the things.
The proud music. Like, you can't keep us away from it. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But... fucking, like, that's the thing. You can't keep them away from it. And so, like, it's something that is opening a new frontier of rights discussions. And that's worth thinking about.
Yeah.
And I have no good answers.
Digital rights.
Rights.
No, just digital rights.
Rigital.
Well, no, I guess you can't call it digital rights because that's already a term. It's already a legal term.
Is it?
Yeah, like digital rights. Like, who owns the digital rights?
The digital rights.
Yeah, you do. You own the, like, you own the digital rights to all of our distributions.
Cool.
Fuck if I know. I'm just making sure.
Yeah, I don't know what
it's partially correct.
Before we proceed to close, because we're close to the end of the episode.
This is trash.
There is still a bag directly in front of you, like right there. You've used it several times. Elon Musk is a fucking idiot. And I don't know if you saw...
You want to tweet about it?
Yeah. He fucking, there's a group that track, it's called Elon Jet or something like that, and it's a Twitter page that just tracks his private jet and shows where it's flying.
I remember
which
that.
Is all public record.
Yeah.
Anybody can look it up.
I remember that.
And he banned them for doxing him.
Mm-hmm.
And, then a bunch of journalists also published, like, hey... look what he's doing, and he banned all those journalists. And apparently, according to NPR.org, as I checked earlier on this evening, I'll look it up real quick, I'm pretty sure he reinstated all those accounts. Elon Musk reinstated suspended journalists on, after backlash. But, like, there is even a Zoom call or something that was leaked. It was a bunch of people on Twitter, journalists on Twitter, that were all having, like, a discussion, like a voice chat discussion. And he fucking came in, I guess, uninvited or I don't know, and was like, listen, the thing is, if you're doxing, you're going to get banned, no matter what, period. If you're doxing, you get banned. And they were like, okay, but this isn't doxing. And also, why would you ban journalists talking about it? And he said, well, there's secondary doxing because they're trying to sneak around the bans by talking about the people who got banned. So they're also sharing this private data. And they're like, yeah, but that's, again, still not private data.
It's public,
and like,
data. Yeah.
And also, what happened to the whole free speech thing? What's going on with that? And then apparently he published a poll saying, should I bring back the accounts now, in a week, or never? And everybody voted now. And so he posted another poll and was like, the last poll was bad, so here's another one. Should I bring them back now or in a week? And everybody voted now again, and he just deleted all of it. But apparently he's reinstated them now, and fucking...
What is going on? That's a distraction. Elon Musk is a psyop.
A psyop?
Yeah, it's a government psyop.
I fucking, like, I've said this before, and I'll say it again.
It's fucking not.
It's hysterical to watch him as the new owner of a, you know, huge corporation that deals in, like, fact-checking and verification and community guidelines enforcement, all these things. They need these things as a social network. It's great to watch him learn what those things are and why they're important in real time. As he's like, all that's gone! Oh, fuck, wait, we need that, turns out. And, like, he's just learning what they are as we go.
Because why would they have built it this way? I don't know.
Right.
Get rid of all these. These are clearly useless.
It's frustrating.
He's
but
a
it's
fucking
funny.
Capitalist wet dream, dude.
Yup.
I love it. They're like, yeah, I love him. He goes in and he fires everybody and makes a bunch of money. I love that guy. Fucking whatever.
I'm gonna go get some food. I'm pretty snackish.
Are you fucking kidding me? You just ate Taco Bell.
Yeah, but I only ate, like, one quesadilla and, like, half of a burrito and, like, two tacos, and they kept falling apart, so I didn't really get to eat all of them anyway.
Okay.
Like, it's I probably only ate like one human sitting.
I'm gonna go home and go fuck to sleep.
I'm probably gonna need like five more Taco Bells.
I'm gonna go. You can't go. No. Let us know in the comments which Donald Trump NFT you're purchasing.
Tell us your opinions of whether or not a game studio should be able to recreate your likeness as a nude simulacra and release it without your consent, and if that's cool with you or not. And it's genuinely what the fuck is any of that, man?
You can also go even further and say like, I don't think it's cool, but legally speaking, what are the
should
fucking,
it be cool? Yeah,
like should it be a thing where it's like, I don't know if I agree with that, but that's a thing you have to go over in the contract before you sign it, kind of
right,
thing.
Right.
Or if it's like, because here's the thing, I mean, game graphics too are going to get better. They're only going to get so much better, but they are going to get better. They're still getting better. They're improving. I mean, eventually you could make a straight up dude like me with his dick out and I could sue you.
Yeah.
Unless it did really good for my image.
They made my dick look way better than it is, which is not hard to do.
It's not.
All right. Have an awesome day and time and life and whatever it is you do business. We're gonna go away now. Thanks for tuning in. Come back next week when we pickle a porcupine.
I'm gonna post all the artificial intelligence drawings I had generate while
put them on Instagram
while I made this.
See you later. Goodbye.